And now this is a dictation for Scott Borie, B-O-R-I-E, August 5, 79, addresses a letter to Dr. Lee, L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow-up for Mr. Borie. Renal dysplasia, advanced renal failure, comes accompanied with sister, last visit in June, no hospital visit, extensive review system being negative, prior failed AV fistula, blood pressure at home, on fludrocortisone, well replaced, recent increase of dose of 0.12, same dose of Remeron, remains on prednisone, and Stelara, S-T-E-L-A-R-A, for his Crohn's disease, inflammatory bowels, resting weight 150, stable, blood pressure 116-85, pleasant, cooperative, no respiratory distress, skin mucosal, respiratory, cardiovascular, normal, no ascites, no edema, non-focal. He answered questions, but he is very quiet. Next paragraph, chemistries, normal hemoglobin, white blood cell, chronically low platelets. There has been prior imaging for enlargement of the spleen. Creatinine at 3.3. Low sodium, upper potassium, and metabolic acidosis. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, present GFR 22. He has a small dysplastic kidneys, but no obstruction, no urinary retention, or minor. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 4, probably renal dysplasia, atrophic kidneys without obstruction, failed AV fistula, no indication for dialysis. When the time comes, he will need a dialysis catheter. Patient and sister not interested on peritoneal dialysis. Well controlled Crohn's disease on biological treatment. Adrenal insufficiency on prednisone and fludrocortisone. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Chemistry in a regular basis. Question, liver disease with splenomegaly that might explain the low platelets. No symptoms for encephalopathy. There has been no portal hypertension or ascites. Continue to follow, end of dictation.